Joining us right now is Reed Magny from the Government Accountability Board. The state has a new service available, but a lot of people may not understand this service, and that's Badger Voters and the ability to buy lists of voters. Let's first explain who would buy a list of voters and why.
Anybody who's running for public office is going to want to know who the voters are in their district or their city or, you know, whatever area they want to represent, whether it's, you know, somebody running for a seat on the city council. They want to know who's in their area, so when they go door to door, they can say, you know, they'll know that they're going to Mrs. Smith's house or Mr. Jones' house, and that those voters are people who regularly vote in city council election or something like that. Or if you're running for the assembly, they want to know who's there. It can be for the door-to-door, it can be for direct mail, anything like that.
For the average person that may not understand the campaign process or the fact that people buy lists of names, and if they're a little worried about their identity or privacy, should they be worried? There's not really that much information on this list, is there?
No, I mean, it's going to be your name and your address, and then depending upon what the person purchases, you know, it'll probably be a list of the elections that you voted in the past, however long you've been registered or however long the records go back. There's no, your age and your date of birth is not on there, your driver's license number is not on there, your Social Security number is not on there. There's a number of other things that about certain voters that we also keep confidential. For example, if you've been the victim of sexual assault or stalking and you're a confidential voter, we never sell that information.
So in a nutshell, the only thing on this list is going to be the name, the address, and perhaps the district or precinct that they live in.
Correct. As well as the voting history. So someone looking at that list would see that, you know, you had voted in every election going back, or that you voted only in the presidential elections, or, you know, whatever.
It appears there's a price for this. You have to sell the information to those that need it. So I would imagine that only the serious campaigns are going to pony up the money to buy these lists.
That's correct. For somebody, for example, who is running for an aldermanic position or a county board seat or something like that, the price is going to be $25 plus $5 per 1,000 voters. So they might spend $30, $35, $40 on it. But for somebody who's running for U.S. Senate or running for a statewide office, if they want to buy the whole state's list, they're going to spend $12,500 for that.
Now, this is a new service as far as having it online and the ease of availability, but this is something you've offered all along, just in different ways, correct?
Correct, yeah. I mean, and these voter records have always been public historically. It's really part of the transparency that keeps our elections honest, that people can go in and look and see who's registered to vote. That information has always been public, and we didn't have a statewide voter list until 2006. Many municipalities had them, but some small towns and other places with populations of less than 5,000 never really had a voter registration list. They just kept a book of with the names of people who had voted. So the list is new as of 2006 when we started the statewide voter registration system. And when people wanted to buy that list, the list out of that system, they had to contact us. They'd have to get a quote. You know, we'd have to get payment in advance. And then, you know, we would mail them out a disk with the information. Now you can go online, you register. There's a sort of a state payment system that you have to register for. But you can then tell the system, I only want the voters in the city of Wausau who have voted at every election, or the voters in Wausau, you know, whatever. But you can specify what you want, and then the system will give you a quote, and you go and pay for it, and you get an email that says, okay, you can go and download your data now.
It's a lot faster then for the campaigns to access.
Correct, yeah, and it saves our staff work. It also saves work for your city clerk or your county clerk or other local clerks, because sometimes people will go to them and then it's not so, they don't see a lot of people requesting data, so it's, you know, they have to figure out what they want to do, and sometimes they refer them to us. This way they can just say, go online, you can take care of it very easily.
And this would apply for anyone that wants this data for any race, no matter what level of government, whether it's town board or school
right.
board or city council or state assembly, same site, same way it's working.
Exactly.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I think, you know, we're trying to reduce the cost of government. This helps make things more efficient and provide better customer service. And the other thing is that if people can't get online or have difficulty doing that, they can still do it the old-fashioned way. If you go to our website, which is gab.wi.gov, you can find information on how to contact us, and we'll take care of you over the phone or, you know, with some paper means instead.